With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota health officials are preparing to distribute vaccinations for COVID-19 as early as next month. It's unclear if any current trials will have a vaccine available by then, but federal authorities are telling states to get ready. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says the vaccine will go out in three phases.
The first phase will focus on healthcare and healthcare workers and first responders. Then, as more vaccine becomes available, we will be able to vaccinate at-risk populations, including individuals with underlying health conditions. And then, when the vaccine is more readily available, we would expect the population at large to be able to become vaccinated.
Malsom-Risden expects 23,000 healthcare workers will get a vaccine in the first phase. The Department of Health is also working with tribal groups on vaccine distribution. There's no telling which of the 49 clinical trials will produce a vaccine first, or if the state can expect one by mid-November.
This is being ready for vaccine as of November 15th, so as soon as it is in fact available, we will be ready to vaccinate, and that's what our federal partners are asking states to do.
The Department of Health is encouraging people to get their flu vaccine in the meantime. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says getting a flu vaccine can help safeguard health supplies and hospital bed capacity into the winter months. Health officials say people should continue to social distance, wash hands, and wear a mask until a COVID vaccine is widely available. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
State health officials say 28 people in the state might be reinfected with COVID-19. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says these are people who tested positive for the virus a second time, at least 90 days after their first infection. Clayton says the Department of Health is classifying these as possible reinfections. He says the CDC has not given official guidance on confirming a COVID-19 reinfection.
When we're looking at some of the literature that's out there, those confirmed reinfections have typically focused on genetic sequencing to determine between the initial and the subsequent infection.
Genetic sequencing can identify the strain of COVID-19 the person is experiencing. The South Dakota Public Health Lab partners with the University of Minnesota to do genetic sequencing. But Clayton says the data isn't available for these 28 people.
What it comes down to is that we often don't have the initial specimen or the subsequent specimen because they are tested at an outside laboratory, and so that we don't have the opportunity to do that genetic sequencing on a routine basis.
Clayton says it's not yet known how antibodies impact a person's risk of reinfection with COVID-19. Police in Maine have arrested a man who they say displayed a knife and a wooden baton at a campaign rally for President Donald Trump where South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was appearing. The governor's spokeswoman, Maggie Seidel, says the governor was not in harm's way at any point, but her security detail engaged the man. A police spokesman in Bangor confirmed the arrest of a local man who allegedly exchanged words with those at the rally and at one point displayed a baton and a large knife. Noem was part of a Trump campaign tour this week with stops planned in Maine and New Hampshire. Governor Noem says she will appoint Scott P. Myron to the state's Supreme Court. Myron will take Chief Justice David Gilbertson's spot on the court after he retires in January. Myron has been a judge on South Dakota's Fifth Circuit since 2004 and presided over the circuit since 2013. He has worked in South Dakota's judicial system since 1990. In the days leading up to the election, campaigns for and against an amendment legalizing recreational pot are bringing in last-minute cash. South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws, the group pushing for adult marijuana use, have brought in $160,000 since the deadline to file campaign disclosures early last week. The bulk of those dollars come from a Washington, D.C. political action committee called New Approach. No Way on Amendment A has brought in $64,000 since the deadline. The bulk of that money comes from the South Dakota Chamber. The other 10,000 comes from Premier Bank Card CEO Dana Dykhouse. A recent Kello TV and Argus Leader poll shows a tight ballot question race. 51% of respondents say they support legal weed. 44% oppose it. 5% are undecided. There's a margin of error of plus or minus 4.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.